if you want to get the men that was in the lumber. Now, I never was much acquainted with Hazard. Mm-hmm. He was in the hoop mill. Mm-hmm. But the last Bach Works, that was one of the main Gaylord industries. Mm-hmm. And Frank Shipp.
Frank Shipp. Yeah, I'd like to get to talk to Mrs. That would be Mrs. Shipp's father. Would it?
No.
Her husband?
Her husband.
Husband, oh yeah, husband, yeah. Yeah. She's a Kramer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to talk to her, but she's so busy at the Red Cross, I haven't been able to see her. She's pretty busy with that. Well, let's move into Gaylord now. Here, I can ask you a few questions on this and go through it. And did you look him over pretty well?
Yeah, I looked him over pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know you're... how long have you... Let's start right out and go down, shall we? And see what's...
yeah, go ahead.
How long have you lived here?
I have lived here altogether about 50 years.
53 years. Mm-hmm. And you've been here on and off before that, too, I imagine.
Well, not... I was here for 30s. Some years before I ever left.
Mm-hmm. And you left and were gone for a few years and then came back?
I was off, yes.
Mm-hmm. Your parents were not residents of here, were they? They came from Canada?
My mother did.
Your mother came from Canada.
But my stepfather, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He came from, he lived down the south part of the state for years. Mm-hmm.
You spent your most of your childhood in Gaylord, though. You're 85 now, you said.
Yeah.
And so you spent most of your childhood in this area, in Vanderbilt and through the Gaylord area.
Yes, in Otsego County. Yes, I did. I was 40, just right close to 40 years old before I left here.
Before you left here, eh? Well, you remember it all through its early days, then, from 1870.
Well, if I haven't forgot it, I remember.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you forgot too much.
Well, I do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff we've already covered already. We covered Logan and Salling. Halleck, do you remember anything about Halleck?
Yes, I know quite a little about Halleck.
Could you tell us what you
it,
recall about
it was
Halleck?
Just nothing but a stop station. It was a water tank and a banking ground.
And it never got to be much more.
No, there wasn't any buildings there to represent anything at all. There was one farmhouse, I guess, or something like that. But there was no business there. The logs was loaded and shipped out.
They were shipped out somewhere else.
Yeah. Area.
That was, again, pine or mostly hardwood?
Oh, mostly hardwood.
Most hardwood in that area. Otsego, Spar, Elmira. Do you know anything about Elmira?
Not much. Elmira was out the way. I never got there till I was growing up.
Yeah. That's a little bit out of the way. You remember about Otsego Lake, we've talked about that and the fishing and everything. How about early farming in the county? What can you recall about the early farming? What they did here in the early farming? How
well,
they operated
sure,
their farming?
The early farming days was principally men that worked in the winters in the woods, you see. The most of them, large percentage of them did. Mm-hmm. And there was, in the early days, the stumps were just as thick as they could possibly be, about. And they worked right in them until they rotted out. Got rid of them as fast as they could. Mm-hmm. But they grew grain, wheat, oats, and corn, and potatoes. Potatoes were the main crop.
Mm-hmm. They used to grow quite a bit of few potatoes in this area, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Yes. They used to figure if a man didn't have in 10 acres, why he didn't have any potatoes.
Didn't have any potatoes at all. 10 acres, eh? That's a lot of potatoes, too.
Yeah, it? But they had up to 100 acres.
100 acres, eh? See. They, in other words, the farmers worked in the farms in the summer and worked in the woods in the winter.
That's generally speaking. Everybody worked in the woods. They had timber of their own, or they went to the camps.
Mm-hmm. I imagine a lot of them did pick up extra money in the area on their own land.
Why, sure. Sure they did. Cut timber. Mm-hmm. I lumbered several 40s that way.
Mm-hmm. What did you usually get paid about by, I think they put it by the 1,000 feet, don't they, in lumber? What was it worth in those days?
Well, sir, hemlock, about $3 or $3.50 a thousand.
Gee.
Maple, $4.50 on the start. Basswood, a little heavier, and alum a little heavier, about $1 a thousand better, maybe a little better than that. Alum was the first timber there was market for. That is, to make a market.
Mm-hmm. No wonder they could put up these big houses when they could get lumber that cheap, eh? How would pine sell in those days?
Well, pine was higher.
Mm-hmm.
We, I don't know, I sold some quite early at
$10. $10. See, now it's what, about $200 a thousand?
Well, it is
like
when
that?
It gets into lumber.
Yeah.
And maple the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
the difference.
When maple got so we could get $7.50 a thousand, we thought that was pretty good. We was getting something then for the timber, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But starting in at $4.50 a thousand, it just paid you for getting the logs out.
Just
good pay for getting the logs out.
Hmm.
And we didn't have the modern way of handling it, you see, at that price.
No, it was a lot more work.
A lot more work.
Yeah, if you had a power saw or something back in those days, you could have...
Well, we didn't have any.
You really cut...
But they could cut logs, though.
Yeah.
There was men, we had men, the two men would go out, would cut 100 logs in a day.
Gee.
$10, $5 a piece.
Hmm. Boy, that thing, they must have been pretty well adept.
Well, no, they was men that could fit saws and they knew how to cut. They knew how to manage their timber.
Mm-hmm. I imagine they must have.
You know, that's a lot in logging. I had an uncle that could go out and fall timber and you had no trouble skidding it.
Hmm. The next guy couldn't do it, eh?
No, some of them couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them couldn't.
And that, I don't know, the timber, I suppose the slashings were here for long years and years after, though. What could
well,
you do below? It's practically nothing but let them sit and...
Some of them did, but lots of them was cleared up, you see. Lots of it was cleared up.
And put it in big piles and burn it, or what?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Trim it up and burn it. But that is producing a second crop now.
Mm.
These mills are working here on
second growth now.
Second growth.
Yeah, this hardwood is coming up again now.
Yeah.
I think your pine's coming back too. I see a lot of when I get out fishing now, you see a lot of little white pines sticking
up there
and there.
Why, they've lumbered all kinds of pine out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been good sized logs, good stuff. There's pine out there that would look, you'd almost think it was virgin timber.
Well,
you see, that was the first thing they lumbered.
Was the pine.
Was the pine.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they made a business of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while we're talking about that, I might as well tell you that a lot of that pine was shoved out them rivers to Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm. Went down to Black, is that
Black and Pigeon.